This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 3, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Sunny today, highs near 80. Beverly Homecoming begins today with the Lobster Festival that runs from noon to 8 p.m. at Lynch Park, featuring lobster, lobster rolls, barbecue chicken, clam chowder, corn on the cob, and many other treats. Also, the park's bandstand will be featuring live concerts. Salem News is reporting today that a 20-year-old Hamilton man has died from injuries from a single-car Sunday night crash on Bridge Street in Hamilton. The driver was the sole occupant in the 2014 Volkswagen Jetta that sustained heavy damage. City of Lynn has been undergoing a survey of residents to learn their top priorities to focus on possible city improvements. Daily Item is reporting that the open-ended survey questions are finding that residents want infrastructure development, park cleanup, and accessibility improvements in Lynn. North Shore State Senator Brendan Crichton has secured $3 million for two projects in Lynnfield. The money will fund Summer Street improvements and an environmental stormwater study for Pillings Pond. The Gloucester Times is reporting the day after a three-alarm fire on Poles Hill at Wheeler's Point scorched 10 to 11 acres without any reported injuries. City and state crews were out Tuesday dousing hot spots and using heavy equipment to cut a path into the heart of the thick woods where smoke was showing. Be sure to check back to the website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Astros 2-1 last night. That series wraps up this afternoon at 2:10. In Houston. Dave Chisholm is the new girls basketball coach at Danvers High School. He has been an assistant under retired head coach Pat Ballou. And for you high school football fans, the kickoff, so to speak, for local sports football coverage begins today with a football column from Phil Stacy in today's Salem News. We do have a link below. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.